Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, Martin. All right, so Telecom this week announced its first quarter earnings. What contributed towards that 28.5% on-year drop in net profit?
Based on the reported numbers, TM's first quarter FY17 earnings reported a drop of 28.5% year-on-year. However, if you adjust for exceptional items, the group's normalized earnings actually grew by 13% year-on-year. This was mainly attributable to higher first quarter revenue, as well as a healthier profit margin.
Yeah, with that voice channel, though, now that's seeing a 5.2% on-year drop in revenue. How important will data and internet services, how important will those be in terms of driving Telecom's future revenue?
The revenue contribution from voice has been on a declining trend due to the shift in consumer behavior. So in tandem with this, provision of the data and internet services will continue to be the main revenue generator for the group.
Telecom's customer base has remained stagnant at about 2.4 million. You know, can Telecom really expect to raise that figure, or will Telecom have to work with what you've got and instead focus on raising ARPU, or average revenue per user?
We expect the customer base to continue to grow steadily in the foreseeable term. So this will be supported by the new coverage area, which falls under the HSBB Phase 2 and the SUBB projects, where HSBB stands for high-speed broadband and SUBB stands for suburban broadband projects. So in addition, we also see continuous upselling of higher broadband packages for the existing customers.
Now, also, you've got Telecom's new CEO, Dato' Sri Mohammad Shahzadi Ramli, you know, saying he will bring zest to Telecom, you know, but he will not deviate from the pre-existing business plan. How does that feed into your outlook on Telecom?
Well, if you look at Dato' Sri Shahzadi's corporate background, he's a marketeer, so we expect his arrival to improve TM's marketing initiatives. In addition, being in a media company previously, he will be in a better position to monetize HIP TV more effectively.
So last but not least, you know, tell us why you've maintained that buy call on Telecom, but revised that target price upwards to RM7.77 per share.
We remain sanguine on TM's outlook. We did not see any let-up in the group's recent quarterly announcement. So moving forward, we expect the customer base and average revenue per user ARPU will continue to improve. So we also see further excitement in the second half of this year as VB is expected to launch its prepaid mobile packages.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. That was Martin Foo Chuan Lung, analyst with MIDF Research.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.